بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, over the last few lessons we have been discussing the false beliefs of the mushrikeen, and particularly their false belief concerning certain animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created, where they would deem certain animals permissible for consumption, others impermissible for consumption. And over the last few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in different ways pointed out to us that these beliefs and practices of the mushrikeen are baseless. They are not following any command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is something that they have made up, they have falsified from their own side. And yesterday we had read how they attempted to substantiate their belief by saying that the Yahud, the Jews, also have similar restrictions in their deen, and they are following a divine religion, they are following some Nabi, some divine book. And the answer that was given is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not made these things impermissible for the Yahud initially. Yes, later on, due to their transgression, Allah made certain animals impermissible for them. But Allah has not now brought those same rulings and practices into the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So however they would try to substantiate their beliefs and practices, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would respond to them. In today's verse, this is perhaps the last roll of the dice for them. They once again attempt to substantiate their practice. And look at the reasoning they use, is that they say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that yes, maybe we do not have any scripture from the side of Allah, any clear explicit proof from the side of Allah regarding what we are doing. But if Allah was not happy with it, then He would have stopped us from doing it. So the fact that we are doing these practices, and the fact that we are leading our lives like this, and nothing is happening to us, this is probably a sign that this is what Allah wants. So they applied their logic, and they poorly applied their logic, and they came to the conclusion that what we are doing is correct. So they say to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, سَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَقُوا, that the mushrikeen will soon mention to you, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَقْنَا, had Allah wished, then we would not have made shirk. We would not have ascribed partners to Him. وَلَا آبَاؤُنَا, nor would our forefathers have done the same thing. وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ, nor would we have deemed certain animals impermissible. In other words, the fact that we are doing it is a sign that this aligns with Allah's happiness and pleasure. So Allah says, كَذَلِكَ كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, those before them also lied in the same way. They also falsified in the same way. حَتَّى ذَاقُوا بَأْسَنَا, until they tasted our punishment. In other words, they also assumed, the people of the past also assumed, that because we are leading our lives and there is no punishment coming our way, this is probably an indication that Allah is happy with us. They didn't realize that this was just Allah granting them temporary respite. So once again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asks them, قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا, that do you have any explicit evidence, any clear knowledge for what you are saying? Then bring forth that knowledge, that evidence. إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ, the reality of the matter is, you are following nothing but your own thoughts, your own assumptions. وَإِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ, and you are engaging in nothing but guesswork. This is just guesswork, estimation, assumption from your own side, that if Allah is allowing us to live our lives like this, then it means He must be happy with us, and therefore we must be doing the right thing. This is nothing but your own assumption. You have no concrete evidence for what you are saying. Mawlana Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah has mentioned, under this particular verse, he gives the example. He says, in this world, if a criminal has committed a crime and he continues his spree, and the government doesn't clamp down on him, not because they deem his action to be correct, but because they are busy building the case against him, they are busy getting proof against him, they are reviewing the crimes that he has done, then only a very deluded person would think that I am doing the right thing, these crimes are perhaps accepted and acknowledged by the government, they don't have a problem with this. He says, no, they are just giving him temporary respite while they build a case against him. Eventually, that case will be brought before the court, and he will be sentenced, and the punishment will be a very severe one. So in the very same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just granting them respite, allowing them to live, allowing them to wake up in the morning, to go to sleep at night, to eat, drink, carry out all their normal activities and functions. This does not mean Allah happy or pleased with their actions. Allah is merely building the case against them, and eventually the punishment will come to them, and it will be a severe punishment. قُلْ Say to them, فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةِ The conclusive evidence belongs to Allah. Allah has sent down clear evidence regarding the Sharia of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَوْ شَاءَ And if Allah wished, لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ He would have guided all of you, but Allah didn't give hidayat to everyone. And this also is a sign of the greatness of Allah. That Allah created every insan, every human being with a choice, with the ability to practice upon right or take the path of wrong. This shows the vastness in Allah's creation. Allah did not make everybody exactly the same. Allah gave us this ability to choose. And this is also part of the imtihan and the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us in this world for. قُلْ Say to them, هَلُمَّ شُهَدَاءَكُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا Bring all your witnesses who wish to testify that Allah has made these animals haram, as you are claiming. And then Allah says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا If they bring people to come and testify, and they will always find some people of theirs who will come and give false testimony that yes, we can assure you Allah has made this haram, فَلَا تَشْهَدْ مَعَهُمْ You, O Nabi of Allah, don't acknowledge this with them. Don't agree. Don't accept this testimony of theirs because it is nothing but a lie. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا And do not pursue, do not follow the course of the, or rather the desires of those who have rejected our signs. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ Those who do not have iman, do not have belief in the hereafter. وَهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ Those who associate partners and equate partners with their Rabb, do not follow their desires. They may yet bring some witnesses, some people who are ready to testify, but this will be nothing but false testimony, as Allah mentioned, فَلِلَّهِ الْحُجَّةُ الْبَالِغَةِ Conclusive evidence, this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And this is one of the salient features of the deen of Islam, and the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explain, is that every fundamental belief and practice of ours has got concrete evidence. It can be proven beyond a shred of doubt. Nothing is based on hearsay, on conjecture, on the thoughts or assumptions of any person or any group. Everything can be substantiated through divine knowledge. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.